An icy night and forecasts of more heavy snow disrupted airports and schools across Britain for a second day today, with hundreds of flights delayed or canceled. Millions of Britons returned to work in the southeast of England as transport systems stalled by yesterday's blizzards slowly returned to operation. But tens of thousands of children were given another day off because schools across the country remained closed. Experts estimated about 6.4 million people did not get to work yesterday and warned another day of disruption could mean a total cost to a recession-hit economy of £1.2 billion sterling. We spoke to the forecaster at the UK Met Office, Helen Chivers.
We've had a combination of weather systems to bring the snow and the rain to parts of Europe over the last few days. The main driving force really is high pressure that's been over Eastern Europe and Scandinavia, and that's brought some very cold air from the east across northern parts of Europe. That's what resulted in the snow showers across England and Wales over the last few days. And also swinging in from the southwest is an area of low pressure. Now, that always introduces moisture. Quite often we associate it with rain, but because it's hit the cold air, it's given a lot of snow as well. Certainly across the British Isles, we're expecting some more wintry weather over the next few days. We've got some very heavy snowfall over Cornwall this morning, and the temperatures are extremely low because we've got around 10 to 20 centimetres of snow lying in places. They got down to about minus 10 last night, so it's going to be very cold for the rest of the week across the UK, and we'll be looking at further snow from time to time.